I mean, a person who loves people, they don't care what race you are. They want their God to be your God. Right? Like, when we go on and preach the gospel, it's not like, oh, man, I want this person to get saved. So lame. I want to be superior. Right? We're not like that. It's like we're going out there because we want our God to be their God. We want you to adopt our God as your God by believing on Jesus Christ. Why? Because our God is the best. Our God is the God of gods, Lord of lords, King of kings. He's awesome. He's wonderful. You should have him as your God. Amen. Forget Buddha. Amen. Forget Allah. Those gods suck. Amen. The God of the Bible is the best God. He's the superior God. He's the one who made heaven and earth. He made creation. He created everything. By him, all things were made, and without him was not anything made that was made. The God of the Bible is the best God there is. Therefore, he should be your God. Amen. By the way, don't preach the gospel like that. Right? It's just like internally, that's what we're saying, right? People are like, what the heck is this? I'm just saying, you know, inwardly we're thinking, you know, we're here because we want our God to be your God. Our God is superior. Our God is not just the God of the hills. He's the God of the valleys. He's the God of everything. He holds your breath in his hand. He's able to make your heartbeat stop at this moment. He can extend your life by decades or shorten it by decades as well. He's all-powerful, almighty. He's magnificent, you know. And it's for that reason we want you to adopt our God as your God. But here's the thing. Is that what Israel did? No. What did they do? They wanted it to be just for themselves. Right? Am I hearing something? I'm getting old, so sometimes I hear things. Am I hearing it or is everyone else hearing it? I'm not going to be able to continue to that. Where is it? Turn it off. Where is it at? So the Israelites, what happened to them? This is why the kingdom of God was taken from them and given to a nation bringing forth the fruits thereof. Because God basically was coming to them and said, you're not producing any fruit. You're not telling anybody about me. You're not trying to reach out into other nations to tell them about how glorious I am. You're not getting anybody saved, so I'm going to take the kingdom of God from you because you don't deserve it, and I'm going to give it to a nation who is going to preach to others and tell others about my son Jesus Christ, about me and how glorious I am, which is us. You know, he didn't want Israel to be just this, you know, we have the God of the Bible and no one else can have them or have him. And you know, we're superior to everyone else and it's us four and no more. No other nation is like unto us because we have the God of the Bible. Folks, yeah, no other nation is like unto our nation, which is the people of God. But you know what? Anybody's welcome to be a part of that nation. Amen. Because whosoever will may come.